I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Get by the channel ASAP. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Who gives a fuck about Swift and Kelsey? It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right.
Yeah.
2:40 here on the ticket. Sweet spot broadcasting live from the Deep Eddy Vodka Dunham and Miller Open, presented by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, benefiting Special Olympics of North Texas. And you know that theme. It's time for some afternoon job. And Ham, we have a sponsor.
Globe Life.
Globe Life. And we had the pleasure, as we are here in the clubhouse at beautiful Tangle Ridge in Grand Prairie, we just saw the commander, along with his playing partner, Craig Jr. Miller, mm-hmm. and the dudes they were with. They just finished up on 18.
Dude, drilled it. So much confidence oozing from George.
Yeah, he
just steps up to
it. He drained it.
From about, I don't know, 10 feet or so.
Now,
pretty good putt.
He's got a foot issue these days, as he let us know last week, so he's not getting around as well as he should. But
so he could play for the Cowboys.
Yes, at least it's not a high ankle. As he's walking over to the table here in the clubhouse, sporting his mean green polo, doffing his hat. He's got some swing grease in hand at his own tournament, which is absolutely allowed at 2:40 in the afternoon. We said hello to the commander, fresh off his round.
Sweet spot.
Hi, George.
How are we doing?
Well, we saw you can a putt.
That right off the course. Impressive. Yeah, I made that last putt there. That was for y'all. It's hot.
Last hot day of the year, too.
And this is the last one. Thank goodness. And the plantar fasciitis really kicked up on the last 4 or 5 holes. Man, I was in really
a little hitch in the giddy
deep
up, huh?
Pain, yeah. But I'm better now.
Cheers.
Got
Cheers.
Some of that cold
Cheers,
beer
bro.
And on with my boys.
How did you and your co-host Craig Jr. Miller score today?
You know, Junior's incredible. He plays like twice a year, D&M Open and the Swing for Hope, his golf tournament. And he hits it the same every time. He's just right down the middle. He had some great putts today. He's amazing.
Will you win your own tournament for the first time?
I don't think so. And we even had one of the greatest amateur golfers of all time, Hank Keeney, on our team. And he played with us last year, too, along with Jeff Stewart from Reliant Air Conditioning. I don't know if y'all know this, but they've been gimmick-free since 83.
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we played well, but I swear, usually this tournament's 18, 19 under par that wins it. I think we were 14, 12, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. George?
Hey, it's Bob Stubb.
Hey, Bob joins us.
What were they up to in 82, though?
Don't worry about 82.
Hadn't started. Oh, they saw all these gimmicks, and they said, hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's start a company, and let's go gimmick-free.
Just curious if they turned from their gimmicks.
Saying that in 84?
That's when they started, and they were trying to fight gimmicks.
And maybe they wanted to start in 82, but if they say gimmick-free since 82, it just doesn't sound the same.
Yeah, they're not in the back pocket of big gimmick.
Yeah, that's right. They're not like OU running a trick play where a guy doesn't even get off the field.
Right.
I'm glad you're on my side. That was stupid. I hated that.
Well, it should have been called.
Lobbying against big gimmick.
So you were on the course. Did you hear the news of the day?
Mike Gundy's out?
Yeah, Mike Gundy's out.
Okay, this is what I hate about it. I know everyone has their different take about, that's about time or they're ticked. I had a son that went to OSU, so I've been following them very closely. If you want to get rid of him, that's fine. And he is not on board with the NIL world we now live in. So I understand why you want to get him out of there. Why'd you let him start the season? You knew they were going to be bad. I think he knew they were going to be bad, and they are bad.
Were they waiting for an excuse? Like, were they saying, did they
maybe
circle one of these, like the Tulsa game and say,
there was no better excuse than 2024.
That's true.
They were so bad last year. They didn't win a game.
They lost by 60 to Colorado in the final game.
They didn't win a game in the Big 12 last year. Yeah, do it last year.
Pull
Don't
the
do
plug.
It.
How much did winning the final bedlam keep his career going there for
Hey, look at the 16 years before that and name the colleges that had better winning percentage than Oklahoma State. There's very few.
Yeah.
I think it's probably their neighbor, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Bama. And I don't know anybody else.
Georgia, maybe.
Maybe Georgia. But I don't know, back in the aughts, they weren't that great. Yeah, it's too bad. And he's very old school and is not buying into this new thing. And they even raised a lot of money at that Boys from Oklahoma concert.
Yeah.
With Turnpike and getting cross-Canadian ragweed back together. They did three nights in a row there at the stadium.
Did they have the Bird Dogs?
No.
Well, then that's where
that's
they screwed up. Yeah.
Troy was not
couldn't
a part
push
of
them
it.
Over the top.
That's why we weren't a part of it. Had Troy been a part of it,
we
would have been in. But no, it was huge. I think they raised like $5 million for their NIL. So they had money, but he does not like that. That new equation.
I think the final nail in the coffin is I think they lost their last three parents' weekends.
Getting run by Tulsa, maybe?
And I went when they lost by four touchdowns in South Alabama. Four touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like 1,000 degrees. So yeah. It was time, buddy.
Yeah, it was time. But do it last spring or last winter after. Like Bob was saying, a terrible 24.
They were so bad at 24.
Where you were clearly the worst team in the Big 12. And, yeah, so I don't know where they go now. I think they get someone who's into the whole NIL thing. And
so Jeff Traylor's name has been floated out. We've got Klein at A&M. Eric Morris has been floated
out
there.
Morris, yeah.
And we had Drew on at 155.
Yeah, stay away from Drew Mestemaker and Eric Morris, okay? Yeah. Let's get through this season.
If
could Eric, be a magical run for the Mean
if Green. Eric goes somewhere and is offered, you know, power four or whatever, wouldn't you just take your quarterback with you
sure.
who can easily make $1 million? That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Mestemaker could play in the Big 12. I just want to see him dominate the American this year and see where it all stands in December.
Okay. Maybe make the playoffs?
Maybe.
Where's Jeff Traylor in all this?
Yeah, UTSA.
Yeah, you mentioned him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss that?
As he just said.
As I said.
My bad.
Yeah, I think you want a coach who has done something with less, like they have at UTSA. But I'm sure that won't fire up a lot of people at Oklahoma State.
No, probably not, but it's so wild, too, and I didn't fully, and you probably have a better handle on this because you had, when he was still alive, you had a lunch with T. Boone Pickens.
I did.
That family infused so much money into that program and that school. So for
hundreds of millions of dollars.
So for Gundy to be crying poor before the Oregon game, and I understand Phil Knight gives Oregon more money than
that happens every year, yeah.
But that was such a bad look, and to see Oregon just completely go roughshod over.
Yeah, boy, they really stepped on the accelerator in that game. That was just – but, I mean, yeah, that game, Bob mentioned the Colorado game, they look like, you know, a little mid-major or an FCS school going to play a big conference school in that game.
And in a moment where you don't have a true year-to-year elite power in that conference,
yeah.
you have to just – get ahead of it and try to recoup whatever you can. Because absolutely. Oklahoma State still does have a chance to claim that mantle.
Yeah.
I think the next 3 to 5 years is pretty important for
a lot
of schools.
Yeah, I think you can win there. I think you can win in the Big 12 in Stillwater, but you got to get with it. And
you got to spend money.
And apparently you got to keep up with Texas Tech. And by the way, which I have no problem with that. Everyone's like, yeah, but they're buying. Okay.
That's the way the game is
That's
now.
The way it is now. And
a former player who's a billionaire decided, you know what? Okay.
And just because you spend money on players doesn't mean they're going to be good. Whoever their GM is did a pretty good job, too, of picking talent, especially on that defensive
David
line.
Bailey,
holy smokes.
He's a real deal.
Yeah.
Utah had a couple of first-rounders. And
yep.
They destroyed them.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that linebacker, too.
Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome.
Man, he is so good.
He's kind of homegrown.
Yeah, he's been there.
Yeah. He was a quarterback at Virginia, like, in 2022. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's where he came from?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, I think he's Lubbock adjacent.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I think or maybe even North Texas. Jacob Rodriguez? What do you got
Let's
on
see.
Him? What high school did he go to?
Jacob Rodriguez. Texas. I have to put Texas Tech afterwards.
Because his
probably other.
There are more than one.
Let's see. He went to Ryder High School in Wichita Falls.
Okay.
So
yeah.
He's a Texas kid.
A Raider.
His girl is a Army helicopter pilot.
I know. They were showing her at the game.
It's pretty badass.
Pretty hot?
The other day.
She was at West Point. Is she pretty hot?
I mean.
As helicopter pilots go,
okay.
For
yeah.
sure.
Cool.
She's on the all-helicopter team, for sure.
Absolutely.
She's going to be in the calendar.
I would not mess with her either. She looked like She could maybe play outside linebacker. I mean, she was tough looking. I mean, she's very pretty.
Yes.
Very
yes.
pretty.
Yeah.
But,
let's,
yeah.
Now
helicopter.
Let's
she's in the Army.
Yeah.
She should be tough.
We'll walk it back to.
Yeah.
We're not putting her at guard.
No. I said outside linebacker.
She can play
or
a skill position. Yeah.
She can cover a tight end.
A scat back,
so to speak.
Well, George, congratulations on another successful
thank
Rush
you.
Open.
Thank
and
you for the live coverage here. We appreciate that.
I know you guys have raised
we went
over
with
a million.
Y'all instead of CBS and, yeah.
Over a
smart
million
choice.
Over the years.
Yes.
Yet another great turnout this year.
We did. We sold it out. I talked to some P1s who play today, have never played before. Talked to a guy who, when he was a kid, used to deliver pizzas to our house. And now that he's in the business world, he wanted to play in the tournament. And yeah, just all sorts of. And we have people here that play every year for the last 15 years. It's been really cool.
Did he ask you if the chicken was ready?
No, he didn't. When I was in Fort Worth about a month ago, though, a guy gave me, had create your own hats, and he created a camo hat that said, his job is my chicken ready. How has that lasted 20
yeah.
years?
So
awesome.
Good.
Well, Ja, congratulations. And
thank
if you,
you
want to stick around for why today doesn't suck, this is your tournament. You can do whatever you want.
I just may.
We'll put together our all-sumo team.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.